This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says in a changing global landscape, BRICS has a vital role in deepening security cooperation and addressing shared challenges from terrorism and cybersecurity to emerging technologies. Prime Minister Modi met national security advisers and senior security officials of BRICS countries, that is, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also highlighted that India's BRICS chairmanship will seek to advance practical cooperation, support the priorities of the Global South and contribute to a safer, more secure and inclusive world. The Ministry of External Affairs has confirmed the death of 12 Indian citizens in an explosion in Qatar. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said a total of 66 people were injured in the incident and are currently receiving medical treatment.
We lost 12 of our nationals in the tragedy in Ras Laffan gas field where an explosion happened. Several other people have also been injured. I'm told that some 66 people are injured across nationalities. We don't know exactly how many of them are Indian nationals, but all those people who are injured are safe. We are talking to the local authorities for the identification of the mortal remains, as also for the transportation of mortal remains to India. We are also in touch with the family members of those who have died in this very unfortunate accident.
Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu government has set up a helpline to assist people affected by the fire tragedy in Qatar. Chief Minister C. Joseph Vijay has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. Prime Minister Modi received a telephone call from the Amir of the state of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The Qatar Amir expressed condolences over the loss of lives of Indian nationals in the accident at Ras Laffan industrial city in Qatar and conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. Mr. Modi thanked the Qatari leader for his words of sympathy for the affected families and appreciated the prompt medical assistance extended to the injured. After the fire incident in Lucknow, the Uttar Pradesh government has launched a special drive to strengthen the regulation of coaching institutes operating across the state and against coaching centers running illegally. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that fire safety audit will be done in mission mode throughout the state and any building should be used for the purpose for which it is approved. Vice Chairperson of Niti Aayog, Dr. Ashok Kumar Lahiri, has said that the total trade of India has grown by 5.4% in the last quarter. Dr. Lahiri said this while releasing the latest edition of the Trade Watch quarterly report in New Delhi. The vice chairperson added that India's exports reached $1.84 trillion and imports grew by 6.5% in the last quarter. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said lasting peace and stability in West Asia cannot be achieved as long as Iranian-backed proxy groups continue launching attacks and engaging in militant activities across the region. Speaking to reporters upon his arrival in Abu Dhabi as part of his visit to the Persian Gulf region, Rubio emphasized that discussions over a Lebanon ceasefire are separate from ongoing negotiations with Iran. He has scheduled stops in the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain. The trip is aimed at consulting regional allies as Washington advances discussions with Iran and addresses broader security concerns, including the strategic Strait of Hormuz. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, Portugal crushed Uzbekistan by 5-0 in the Group K at Houston in the United States. The 41-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals to help Portugal roll to a 5-0 win over Uzbekistan today. Ronaldo became the first player to score in 6 different World Cup tournaments, with his goals adding another impressive accomplishment to his storied career. He was named Man of the Match. And in men's hockey, India registered a thrilling 4-3 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the London leg of the 2025-26 FIH Pro League last evening. With this win, India continues its unbeaten record against Pakistan in senior men's hockey, extending back to 2014. During the London leg, India will face England tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.